Arlene, I mean...
I can't believe you're going
to
do this.
We love you to bits, Arlene. We really do. You're an absolute champ.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're just a bit of a muppet. And, do you know, Arlene came in this morning and say what you said.
I can. It's
say
embarrassing because it sounds
say
wrong.
Say what you said. And I want you to say it word for word in the style that you said when you came in this morning.
What I said was, my Robbie is the new Calvin Harris. That's what I said.
That's
I'm
what
a
Arlene
proud
said.
Mum.
Arlene's son Robbie is 15.
Yeah.
And he's been doing a project at school where they have, in music class, where they have to make a song.
Yeah.
And
producer.
And he brought it home last night and let Arlene hear it. And Arlene is now convinced that Robbie will be on at Tea in the Park in like less than 3 years.
I'm a proud mum, you know.
Yeah, you are. Now, we've actually got the song. What we should say here at the offset is it's not Robbie singing, is it?
No, it's not. It's a couple of pals at school.
Okay, so it's don't listen to the singing. Listen to the production elements that Robbie has done.
Because he's produced it and he's, you know, he's played all the instruments. He's put it together, you know.
He's quite musical, is Rob,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah.
So have a listen to this. It's actually really good. So have a listen to this. It's Keane's Some Would Only We Know, made disco-fied. Now, we know it's a bit rough around the edges and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
the vocal needs pumped up a bit.
A little bit, but... Now, it's good.
I've danced to worse.
There are songs in the charts that aren't as well produced as that. I'll give you that, but
I was just so.
My son's the next Calvin Harris. Honestly,
I did do it like that.
Got into the school football team once, and she came in saying, "Oh, my son's the next David Beckham." You get so excited, don't
do.
You?
I do. Well, I just get so proud of their achievements.
What was it? Your daughter once made you a cake, and she was the next Mary Berry.
Well, that's what you have to do. It's positive reinforcement. I just get so very proud. Every parent is the same.
So
anyway, when he's raking it in and I'm living off his earnings because I deserve it, I'm his mother, then I will be in touch.
Let me tell you something, Arlene.
I know you're not getting a backstage pass.
If Robbie is the next Calvin Harris, one thing he won't do is take Mummy to Vegas so you can lie by the pool whilst he DJs.
You just need to put up a Rita Ora as well.
Yeah.
Oh, her daughter is the next Rita Ora. So we've asked you to get in touch this morning and let us know if you're a proud parent.
Mm-hmm.
Your kid is the next blank. Fill in that blank for us this morning. My favourite one is still Rose, who says her son is the next Kate Moss. That's her son, because he's so skinny and he just eats whatever he likes and he never puts on a single ounce.
So jealous.
So that, that doesn't happen when you get to your 40s, mate.
No.
Make the most of
it. Yeah, enjoy
it. What else you got coming
Jeanette
in?
Jeanette Smith. My boy is the next Gok Wan. He tries to dress his mum and dad, telling them that clothes don't match. His name is Daniel, so we can call him Dan Wan.
Gok Dan. That's fantastic. Brian says, my son is the next Nick Robinson. You know, the BBC political guy with the glasses.
Uh-huh.
He's 9 and all he does is talk about politics. It's a bit
He's
of a worry.
Nine.
He's 9 years old. And he just, you know, he'll come in and ask questions about politics and stuff.
Wow.
And dad doesn't know the answer.
And the whole family are forced to watch Question Time.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, you at the back. Yes, you in the pink shirt. What else you got?
Elaine Livingston. And actually, she's posted a picture and it's super good. My daughter Stephanie is the next Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, I thought you were going to say DiCaprio.
Uh-huh. No, Da Vinci. She's painted this picture. It looks like the African plains. It looks magnificent.
Right, okay.
So, Stephanie, stick in there. That looks really good. And Shaz Brown says, my 5-year-old daughter is the next shopping mogul. She managed to not only buy and have delivered a 1D t-shirt off eBay using my phone, she actually got the right size as well.
Oh, well, good for her.
I would never give her your phone. Never.
Okay. No, never, ever, ever. It's going to cost you a fortune, isn't it?
With ESPC, back tomorrow morning from 6.